54. Music from the future.
Yeah, we're rolling. It's another two-bit jam right here. Warm and easy in the dance. What? We're here to tell you that you gotta leave all your warped ambitions and love conditions at the door.
I thought it was you. I was Disco time, baby, 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 at Area 54.
Looks like everyone's hiding. music from the mothership.
Yeah. straight out of Athens. Let's keep shelling Athens there for you. It's Tim and Mike with you.
Athens, Georgia?
Nope. Athens, Greece.
Yeah. It used to be the hotbed of music, wasn't it, back in the day? Back in the 80s.
Athens, Greece has got some pretty good music going there. Their new album is called Philokalia. Play a song called Leave in Silence. We're not really excited about this album, but they'll probably reinvent themselves along the way. They've had good enough releases, don't you think?
There's some classic, older style, Keep Shelling Athens songs in there, but there's a lot of crunchier, darker songs in there. Kind of surprising. It's just not their style at all to me.
Well, they'll go back. Poolside before that did a song called Next to You. That's off their album Pacific Standard Time. A.M. and Sean Lee off the album La Musique Numérique to play a song called Two Times. And Tracy Thorne's song called Guitar was before that. Her new album is called Record. And the Two Bears, Warm and Easy off of Be Strong, started off the whole set with Empire of the Sun's track called Awakening. These guys did a show outdoors in Portland last year, and people loved it. That's off the album Ice on the Dune.
Were they over at, what are they called, McMinimum's?
McMinimum's, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Edgefield.
Yeah, it's like that's an interesting location for them. What do you think?
They probably loved it.
Yeah, it's a nice venue.
But it is. I wouldn't expect that. But they did it.
Yeah, it's nice having venues like that. And then also, a lot of times people play there, and then they also play over at the Les Schwab Amphitheater over in Bend.
The
next day. So that's nice. I've seen some shows there. That's a cool venue as well.
Yeah.
It's nice that we have so many outdoor venues. There's also that really cool venue out in the Gorge, out at Maryhill at the winery.
Yeah.
But they usually don't have, usually have, washed-up bands showing
usually
up there, right?
It's the wash-up, state fair wash-up. Well, Tears for Fears played there.
Exactly, washed-up.
Okay, whatever. They did a pretty good show.
Yeah, here at Tears for Fears, got new music coming out.
That's what I keep hearing. Yeah. We've been hearing that for 5 years now.
Really?
Don't believe the hype, Mike.
They still have to play all their classics. That's what people come to see anyway when those kind of bands
I have low expectations. I know.
All right. Hey, we're Tim and Mike, Area 54. Check us out online. It's area54.fm.